T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time to play the game. Time to play the game.
It may be the nighttime,
but the sports talk doesn't stop.
Sports talk radio that's live, local,
and not for the faint of heart.
Oh, you didn't know?
Sometimes angry.
Loud noises!
Telling it like it is.
You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
And pretty much always right.
Don't ever argue with the big dog. Big dog is always right.
Text or call 404-741-0929 and be part of the show.
Well, we're waiting.
Live from the Kia Studios, it's time for the John Chuckery Show. Serving you up sports on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And welcome into Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Yes, it is time for the John Chuckery Show. Hanging out with you here late night on a Friday, taking you till midnight. We ask you to download the Odyssey app. You're not in the car as much. You want to listen in. Put the Odyssey app on one of your devices today. Take the tablet, take the smartphone, take the Alexa speakers, your Coleco, your Game Boy, your Roomba, whatever your device is, just download it on something to be able to catch us when you are on the go. Social media is at 929 The Game on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. The best way to be a part of the show is to follow us on our personal Twitter pages. That is at JMCH316. That, of course, your water cooler talking points 3 to 6 months in advance of anybody else that is out there producing the show behind the glass. He is Dylon. Yes,
the
he is staying up late.
Has returned.
Well, listen. I don't know, I'm the Ayatollah of rock and roll, so at underscore Dylan Matthews. So we didn't get your whole intro and everything. I mean,
it's because it's a special day, Chuck. You're back. I had to play that instead of the Dylon.
Oh, okay. Just that little clip or anything like that. I mean,
you got the king has returned.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, again, maybe the Ayatollah of rock and roll, but you know, we'll see. Anyway, so. Listen, busier than a one-armed paper hanger here. We are late night here after a Hawks victory at State Farm Arena, 139-124 over the New York Knickerbockers. It was a defensive optional game tonight, right? First half. You know, the Knicks for most of the first half started off at 80% shooting. I think they were 24 for 30 at one point shooting the basketball. Now, they dropped all the way down to, 71-something percent? It was just over a hair over 71% in the first half. That's lights out. But still, the Hawks were hanging tough. I mean, the Hawks still scored 68 points in the first half. I mean, they were only down three. I mean, you know, considering that the Knicks scored 71 on almost, 75%, 72% shooting, the Hawks were hanging right in there. And the Hawks had a big third quarter, and they had a big fourth quarter, and really opened the game up. And DeJounte Murray, what can you say? Look, here's the reality of this year versus last year, and I'm going to say this. First off, DeJounte Murray is the MVP of this team. He is without a doubt the best defender that they have. He's got a nose for the basketball. He just, when you see him, just all these little plays that he makes, I said it on opening night. man, he looks like a guy who played in San Antonio for Pop. He's fundamentally sound. He's a defensive-minded guy. He's their best defender. Most consistent, you know, score along with Trae Young. He's been the MVP of this team. And I will say that there has been a minimum of six or seven games that this team would not have won last year because of DeJounte Murray. That's the difference that he's made in this team. For all the hullabaloo and the falderall and all the other mishigas that's going on with the Atlanta Hawks, and understand they're only two games above 500. They're on their five-game winning streak. You know, they were, 19 and 22 at the midway point of the season, so only on pace for 38 wins. But it could have been a lot worse this season, and DeJounte Murray is the number one reason why. He's done everything on both ends of the court you could ask him. You know, he went through that stretch there in the second quarter where he couldn't miss from just outside or just inside the free throw line. He couldn't miss anything in that range, you know, 13 to 15, 16 feet. Couldn't miss. And he was that way in the fourth quarter as well. So a big win for the Atlanta Hawks. Now five in a row. Now, we'll take your reactions at 404-741-0929. That is both our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, and it is our phone line. So we got Dylan back there. We can take your phone calls, put him to work, give him something to do back there. But I'll ask you two questions right out the gate. One is DeJounte Murray the MVP of this team? And two is, because this is going to be fascinating, because we're going to talk about this a little bit later on in the show about Tony Ressler and some of the things that have gone on with this franchise. And I don't want to say the reason why Travis Schlenk isn't here, but certainly one of the reasons, one of them, is probably not being within the parameters of what Tony Ressler was looking for. And when I say that, the luxury tax. So is this a situation? Forget your emotional aspect of it. Do you think that the Hawks will get involved at the trade deadline? Because we've heard they'll add. We've heard they're going to be sellers. You know, it's certainly a realistic possibility that Bogdanovich and John Collins could get moved at the trade deadline. I think Bogey is the number one target that could get moved because I think he's got I think Bogey's got a player option next year. That's a pretty good chunk of money that the Hawks may not be willing to pick up. The Hawks won't have a choice in that. It's a player option, but, you know, without, you know, saying it, getting stuck with a bad deal, especially considering the number of games that he's played this year. And then we've heard that they could be buyers at the trade deadline. So take the emotion out of it. Does it make sense for the Hawks? Because here's what I'll say. If the Hawks can stay healthy, and that's a big if, that's the ultimate what if. But if the Hawks can stay healthy, their five can play with anybody.
And you were correct, Chuck. He does have a player option next year.
And how much is it?
It is $18 million.
And that's a big chunk. If you keep him around and he picks that thing up, because he's not going to get $18 million on the open market. So if he stays around, you're looking at $18 million, and you will certainly be in the luxury tax then. You will certainly jump into that feet first. But their starting five can play with anybody in the NBA. And, you know, Murray D'd up Luka the other night on Wednesday. What was Luka? He was 1-for-9 in the last 9 minutes of the game. And he did an outstanding job. You know, when Hunter got in some foul trouble, did an outstanding job against him. I think he's been the MVP of this team. And there are at least six or seven games that they would not have won without DeJounte Murray. So 404-741-0929, that is our phone line. It's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. We'll take your phone calls about that. A couple other things. The Falcons are interviewing defensive coordinator candidates. I'm going to talk about that a little bit because there are some good names that are being bantied about. Brian Flores, Vic Fangio. There are some good names, and I'm very interested in one or both of those guys, either or, but I'm very interested in one of those guys, and I certainly kind of have a philosophy for what I'm looking at in a defensive coordinator. Obviously, we got the divisional round of the playoffs coming up tomorrow. We'll have, I believe that we'll have the action here on 92.9 The Game and WAOK over the weekend. So the two games will be on AOK coming up tomorrow because we've got Hawks in action. And the Hawks, by the way, certainly can get to six wins in a row. They play Charlotte, although they've beaten, you know, or the Charlotte has beaten the Hawks earlier in the year. But the Hornets have the second fewest wins in the entirety of the Eastern Conference. So they certainly can win that game tomorrow. They don't stub their toe. But we'll have divisional round action coming up on AOK on Saturday. And then on Sunday, we'll have all the action right here on 92.9 The Game. All right, when we get back, we'll take your calls, your reaction. Good win for the Hawks tonight. Is Murray the MVP? And take the emotion out of it. You know, does it make sense to get themselves in the luxury tax, add some pieces, or more importantly, not move pieces off this roster? Chuck Reed in the Kia Studios. Yes, I'm back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Odyssey.com app.
Back to more John Chuckery.
This party's going to rock.
Make some noise!
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back in the Kia Studios. Chuckery here. Hanging out with you till midnight tonight after a successful Hawks victory over the New York Knickerbockers, State Farm Arena. I mean, listen, we can have Steve Holman all night.
Bang!
We can have virtual AI Steve Holman all night.
Bang!
I was going to go a different direction with that, but anyway, nonetheless. I love it when you call me Big Papa. Yeah. Break out all the songs before the end of the night. So, anyway, 404-741-0929. That is both our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line and our phone line. Asking you a couple things about. One is, I have DeJounte Murray as the MVP of the Hawks thus far. And two is, take the emotion out of it. You know, does it make sense for the Hawks to be buyers, getting the luxury tax, or, you know, do you stay the course, stay pat, especially if you can be healthy? You know, the real key to this whole thing is health. It is. We talked about this before the start of the season, right? I mean, you know, I think it was like 35 games in, and I was looking at some numbers, and at that point, 35, 36 games in, whatever it was, you know, guys were on pace. I think it was Collins, Capella, Hunter. They were on pace for 66, 68 games. I think Murray was on pace for 72. Trae Young was on pace for 70. You know, that's not enough. You know, if this team is together, then they can play with anybody. But when it's two starters, three starters, four starters out, they just don't have. And frankly, no team in the NBA can lose three and four starters at a time. No team. I don't care. Boston, you know, Milwaukee, whatever. You can't start losing three or four starters at a time. You can't replace those guys. And at full strength, when you look at the Hawks, you know, they've got a decent bench. Look, we all wanted Jalen Johnson to play more. And A.J. Griffin has played a lot because of injury, right? And you still have Bogey coming off the bench. And you still have, you know, the 15 holidays, or the Temptations, or whatever they are, you know? So you have some pieces. You know, Okongwu, you know, who has started a lot for Capella. And I, listen, I didn't mind that Clint Capella coming off the bench thing, but it's another discussion for another day out there. But, you know, you've got a decent bench with Bogey, with Okongwu, you know, with the holidays. I mean, Griffin, Jalen John, you've got some pieces out there. So is it a matter of, you know, adding another bench piece? Because you're not adding a starter, you know, unless somebody goes out for injury for the year, you're not adding a starter because your starting five is right where it needs to be. This is a matter of if you're adding somebody of any quality off the bench, or does it make sense that if you are looking at the Bogdanoviches and things like that of the world, making a move before, you know, you find yourself in, you know, cap purgatory? Because here's the thing about the NBA salary cap. Once you start to go down that road, it is hard to get out unless you blow up your roster. And if you're a really good franchise, you know, you can afford to do it. If you're Golden State and some of those franchises, you can afford to do it. But if you're the Atlanta Hawks, I don't know so much if you can afford to do it. And I don't mean that Tony Ressler can't afford to do it. It just becomes punitive if you start to get into all of that. It's not like the MLB salary cap where, you know, if you're $20 million over, it's a $2 million penalty or whatever. So 404-741-0929, that's the phone line. That's the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Let's grab Chris out in Lilburn. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, buddy.
Been listening to y'all for a while. First-time caller. Not traditionally a big Hawks fan, but you guys have really got me to tune in and listen and pay attention. And I got to say, when it comes to talent, I mean, we got the players. We got the people to play the positions. And like you guys said, health-wise, that's the most important thing. And whether we realize it or not, the second most important thing is the coach. And if the coach, if the players can't mess with the coach or mesh with the coach, then we're not going to go out on the floor and play and be able to put up the points we need. So whether it is the coach that's the problem or the players not responding to the coach that's the problem, at the end of the day, unfortunately, the coach, I think, is going to be the one that has to go because we have the talent. We have the players on the floor. Like you guys said, if we sign one more guy that can come off the bench, that can be a shooter, or come up, put in some rebounds, and put in some good defense, that's the last key we're missing. And if our coach can't tie that together now, then we might have to find someone who can.
Well, listen, and I appreciate the phone call. I lean more toward the idea that Nate McMillan probably won't be back next year. And I'm not going off any fact, or I'm not going off of insider reports or your blue checkmark media, right, that hasn't gotten a thing right about this organization. But my gut tells me that it's going to end. Now, look, here's reality. Winning solves a lot of things, doesn't it? Huh? You know, it's a – we haven't – and look, there's always going to be some nitpicking and things like that, but we haven't said anything egregious about Nate McMillan's coaching the last five games because they're winning, right? Winning solves a lot of things. And when you don't have your players, it does expose your warts and your flaws more than just your players, but your coaching too. And it's not like this, it's not like Nate McMillan can just roll the basketball out and he doesn't coach these guys. But you have five quality players in your starting lineup. Five quality players. Like, you don't have some ham and egg jabron that's just sitting out there. You have a quality player in Collins, quality player in, you know, Capella. And look, Capella can do, other than his health, when he's on the floor, he can protect the rim, rebound the basketball, and be 10 or 12 points. And he can do it for half the money that Rudy Gobert does it for, right? And that's the thing. And I keep circling back to this because, and we're going to get into the, Tony Wrestler's con. Because here's what I'll say. There's been some revisionist history about some things. But if this team can stay healthy, their starting five can play matchup with anybody in the league. I don't care if it's the Bucks, if it's the Celtics, if it's, Golden State, whatever like that. But then you start to get into the bench and things like that. But when you're missing two, three, four guys, all of your flaws and warts get exposed. Your players, your coaches, different things rise up to the surface when it gets to be that point. And again, frustration from you're not as good as what you should be. You're not meeting expectations. 19 and 22 at the midway point doesn't meet expectations. That's not what this franchise was supposed to be this year. It was supposed to be a top 3, 4, 5 seed in the Eastern Conference. And let's face it, the top half of the Eastern Conference isn't running away with the conference. Yeah, there are some very good teams. Look, certainly the Celtics and, Milwaukee, but it's not like it's the Lakers team that was, 70 wins and Golden State from a few years ago, 70-something wins. Teams aren't running away and hiding with it all. So, it's going to be very interesting to see what direction that the Hawks go with this thing. Because, look, if they keep winning, and even I don't want to say, mediocre organizations, but even slightly above good to average organizations get themselves into some luxury tax. But it's been a big point of emphasis for Tony Wrestler. I think it's part of the reason why his son is having influence on this organization. Because when you get rid of Herter and things like that, those are salary dumps. That's literally all that it is. And it's, a couple of years of, Hunter's only a 65-game player. Collins is 60. This is not just one year. This is not the first year where you've been battling injuries with Capella and Collins and Hunter and guys like that. This has been multiple years. But I do believe that at the end of the day, Nate McMillan, I don't know that he'll be a casualty and barring any, long Eastern Conference. And maybe, look, even if they make a run to the Eastern Conference, I could see Nate saying, okay, I've had enough. I could see him saying something like that. I don't think that they're going to fire Nate. I just think it'll be a mutual parting of the ways. Who was the manager for Atlanta United a few years ago that we heard, he was the guy from Germany.
Gabriel Heinze?
Not Heinze. They need to let him go. Who was the guy that was during the pandemic and all that stuff? But it was a mutual parting of the ways. He wasn't thrilled with managing Atlanta United and the personalities and everything involved, and they weren't thrilled with the job that he was doing. That was a true mutual. With all due respect,
Frank DeBoer.
Frank DeBoer. Atlanta United had enough of Frank DeBoer, but Frank DeBoer had enough of Atlanta United. And that may be a situation where that's what this thing is. I think they'll ride it out for this year. And again, winning solves a lot of things. there hasn't been egregious things about the rotation and what Nate McMillan has done. And by the way, over this last, you know, five games and they're healthy and all that kind of stuff, we're not hearing a bunch of drama. You know, when we're missing two, three, four starters out, that's when all the drama surfaces, right? That's when you get the blue checkmark media that's got all the drama. Well, save that for your mama, because when everybody's healthy, guys are back to, you know, winning, you know, basketball and, you know, all is good. And you can, and look, it doesn't mean that there aren't some underlying things, but you can mask some of those things when you win. But when you lose or when you're not a very good organization, things kind of bubble up to the surface. All right, we get back from the top of the hour. Tony Ressler said, if it makes sense. Well, it hasn't made sense yet. Chuckery hanging out in the Kia Studios with you. One more hour to go. Back at the top of the hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Odyssey.com app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.